come.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Watching the ships rolling.
Follow Annie on Twitter at Annie Fry Show.
Roll away again. Yeah. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay.
All right, boys. You know I'm always out here to help you.
I'm such a better person after being on the show.
I don't believe that you believe that. That didn't feel that. I'm just going to tell you right now, that didn't feel genuine, Ryan.
Let me try it again.
Mm-hmm.
Are
you eating? Am I interrupting?
Yeah, I wanted to have a little spaghetti at 2:30.
Did you have spaghetti? Are you eating spaghetti?
No, I'm not eating spaghetti.
What
I
are
took
you eating?
A little cough drop because I'm hoarse. I'm a little hoarse. I'm a pony.
I thought that ponies were baby horses for a long time.
They are.
They are not.
Well, look how much better person I am now after learning that.
I will play this for my husband, and hopefully he provides you the same amount of judgment that he provided me. When one of our kids was like, what do you call a baby horse? And I'm like, a pony. And he's like, oh, slow head turn, like, do you know anything, Annie?
Yeah. It's a mare. Right? The heifer?
Yes.
I was just throwing farm words out.
It's a bale.
It's a bean planter.
Like a idol?
Fence post.
Grain drill.
You're just saying things you see on a farm. What are you talking about? It's a foal.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
See Merrimack Caverns.
I've lost you. He's gone. Can I help you now? Can you come back to me?
I need help. That's what I'm saying.
Well, see, well,
I'm doing a great job of it. I'm showing you that.
First, before I help you, let's judge you.
Okay.
Seven things. This is for both of you. Seven things highly successful men do before 8 a.m. every day, according to psychology.
I probably do all these, but go ahead.
Seven things. The first one is embrace the silence. Successful men often carve out time for introspection and mindfulness in the tranquil early morning. This isn't just a time to enjoy their coffee in peace. It's a deliberate practice. Moments of solitude have been shown to enhance self-awareness. Are you skipping out on this one?
No, no. Okay. I'm listening. I was just looking out the door for a second because I was kind of bored. I'm trying to tune you out so I can have some silence.
You know, 8 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
This is during Mark Cox's time, not mine.
Okay.
You're on this show.
Okay.
Where all we do is talk to each other.
Okay.
What did I just say? Moments of solitude have been shown to enhance what?
Personal performance.
Self-awareness.
See? It was real close.
Oh, shush. And provide a mental reset before the day's challenges begin. Do you guys take deliberate, silent, quiet time to yourself before, I'm not going to say 8 a.m. specifically, but like that period of your morning that's the first thing you do?
You go first.
Kind of.
You just want to copy his answers, Kamala.
No, I do not. No text on tips.
I kind of do. I mean, I wake up and
I think this can be prayer.
Yeah, I was going to say the first thing I do is I get in the shower. So it's not silence, but there's nobody talking to me. It's just the sound of water running.
The problem is that I already knew this tip, and so sometimes I'll wake up and I'll start singing the sound of silence, and I'll realize, oh, no, that's not silent. Then I'll do Scarborough Fair.
So the answer is no.
No.
This is a Holly Burns article on NewTraderU.com. Number two, get moving. You'll rarely find a successful man who doesn't prioritize exercise, especially in the morning. A pre-breakfast workout is a staple in many of their routines. Why? Because physical activity not only boosts physical health, but also improves mental clarity and reduces stress. Morning workout?
Yep, I do it. I run on the treadmill. I grab a couple of barbells. I run. I scream the whole time.
So nope.
No. No, the real answer is I do the treadmill.
You do.
I do. I do that too.
It's his moment of silent reflection.
That's, yeah, that's my moment of silence where I sing.
I don't want to know anymore. If I take, I'm taking my headphones off so I can't hear what happens next, but I'm still in the room with you.
The sound of silence.
Of silence.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
I think that at the end of this, we'll understand why maybe we aren't as highly successful in this room as men.
So far, I'm 2 for 2. I don't know what you're talking about.
You're all about the number 2. I get it.
Uh-huh. And the number 1.
Number 3, prioritize learning. The most successful men are lifelong learners. They often use the early hours when their minds are fresh to learn something new. This might involve reading a book, listening to a podcast, or catching up on industry news. You read up on the radio industry.
We'll see what they're doing out in Pittsburgh.
This habit stimulates the brain, enhances cognitive abilities, and keeps them informed and inspired. Prioritizing learning. Do you take time to learn in the morning?
No. You?
I am not a man.
Oh, this is just for men. That's right, Brett.
No. I, like,
did you call him Brett?
No, I said Brad.
Sort of.
Brett?
Check the tape. His name is Brad.
Oh, okay. This is news to me. Oh, man, this is embarrassing. I've been calling him Brett for years.
Self-awareness.
I don't do learning. My brain is a fog
I don't
in
do
the
learning.
Morning. Not in the morning.
I learned something today.
I don't work out in the morning. Mornings are my
that his
worst
name is
time.
Brad.
I am not a morning person. I don't know how much of this list I'm going to be.
You're not a morning person or a night person, Ryan.
No, I'm a sleep person.
Yeah, that's for sure. When Ryan decides it's time to go to sleep, he's just gone.
Yeah, you guys saw it on vacation.
Like, where did he go? Ryan was either asleep or in the bathroom.
He pops that mouth guard in, gets it a few turns, and he's gone.
Yep. Well, you would know more than I would. Number 4, plan the day. Successful men don't let their days happen to them. They proactively plan them. The morning when the brain is most alert, which we are challenging, I think, in this room, is the ideal time for this. They set clear goals and priorities and visualize how they want their day to unfold. Is this the patriarchy? Are you guys mad at the patriarchy?
I don't know. I'm not mad at the patriarchy. I am the patriarchy.
I don't think you're participating.
No?
I don't think you're patriarchy.
Even after the barbells and the songs and stuff?
That was a lie.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not disqualifying from the patriarchy.
What do you mean by, is this the patriarchy?
Well, I mean, it seems like there are a lot of things that they're talking about highly successful men doing that you guys don't seem to be really subscribed to.
I do whatever I need to do.
Annie. Do you plan your day before 8 a.m.? Do you have a plan every day? Or most days?
I do because I have to, because I have other people in my life that I have to.
They're counting on you.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
well, I think that
counts. Yes. So, yes.
I mean, my husband and I usually have to have like a 10-minute conversation daily about how it's going to, like, when it comes time to go to bed tonight, let's talk about all of the things that we have to have accomplished so that we end up with the same kids we started with.
Right, right.
Basically, how that goes. Number 5, practice gratitude. Gratitude just isn't a nice sentiment. It's a powerful tool successful men use to maintain a positive mindset. Each morning, they reflect on things they're grateful for and thankful for. This simple practice has been shown to reduce stress, improve well-being, and even boost physical health.
Thank you, first of all.
It's too late.
Then no.
Do you start your day off being grateful? I think this is something that anybody could implement intentionally and probably see an actual positive consequence come from intentional gratitude.
Not that every day is perfect, but I will say overall, I am very thankful to God for my life. And therefore, that kind of bleeds over into most things that I do. So I can't say I wake up every morning and I'm just like ready to go. Hey, thankful, you know, pray. I don't have great prayer discipline. My prayer discipline really comes mostly just kind of throughout the day.
Yeah.
But
I understand that.
But it is ever present.
Brad, do you take time to be intentionally grateful?
I wouldn't say I'm intentional about it. I would say I'm generally grateful, but I wouldn't say I'm intentional about it.
Could you see how taking 3 minutes, like even before you get out of bed, to just like think about that. That's something that I say, and like I'm not intentional about the mindfulness stuff because I'm always in my head and I'm up late at night working on things. And when I get up in the morning between 6 and 7 is when I wake up. I don't always get up, but I'm awake between 6 and 7. Everything starts going. Mm-hmm. But to be specific, like to not just wait for the night where you can't fall asleep to be like, maybe I'll try praying and mm-hmm. that'll help me fall asleep.
I mean, yes, it's a good discipline, but it's also, there's also, you got to work it into the practical schedule too. And sometimes that means just waking up a little earlier, but.
Or even taking like 3 minutes in the shower to be intentionally.
That's actually where I actually pray the most because I get a little time.
Yeah. Do your kids come into the bathroom while you're taking a shower?
They used to. They don't anymore.
Do you miss that?
I would say when my 7-year-old was about 3 and 4.
They just like sit there and
he would come in like in the morning because the other two would go off to school with my wife. He would come into the bathroom and just sort of sit on the floor and just play. And it was just cute.
Yes.
And he just wanted to be close to me.
Do you have shower curtains, doors? What do you have?
Yeah, shower curtains.
So there's a barrier, a solid barrier?
Well, it used to be a clear shower curtain because I'd need to see if he crawled off when he was really little.
Yeah.
But now there's it's translucent now.
I have a shower door and like Molly will just go get a stool and she just sits it right there and she just wants me to throw water on the door.
It's cute. It's very cute.
It's hard to turn away because it's not going to happen forever.
It's not going to happen forever, but you'll miss it. You will also enjoy when it's not happening anymore.
Yeah, I don't miss my son coming.
Yeah, like, that's okay.
You stay where you are, buddy. Number 6, mindfulness and meditation. In the chaos of the modern world, mindfulness has become a vital skill that many successful men cultivate. Mindfulness practices, including meditation, are often part of their morning routines. These practices help reduce stress, enhance focus, and improve emotional intelligence. I think that kind of like wraps in with other things, mm-hmm. but just being intentional about mindfulness. I don't meditate outside. I'm not a dude, but I don't meditate outside of prayer.
I don't meditate mm-hmm. outside of Twilight Zone. I watch that while I walk on the treadmill and I focus on it. It's really the only time I really focus on watching TV is when I'm on the treadmill.
It's because you're a hostage.
Yes, I am.
It's like the only good thing you got going at that time.
Yeah.
I understand.
All right, fine. Let's watch some TV then because I don't really want to be doing this.
Meditation, mindfulness, Brad?
No, I'm not a meditator. I'm sorry.
You'll get in the back of your truck surrounded by birds.
No. No, I have not connected with any of these.
Maybe you're not a true man.
Maybe not.
No, he's a man. He's just not successful.
That's right. Yeah,
unsuccessful man.
I forgot what he said.
I'm usually on the road for work before 8 o'clock.
Yeah, that's not success.
Yeah. What are you doing? Going to your job.
Job.
Making money for yourself.
You need to meditate.
Talking to thousands of people every day.
You know, if you would just stay at home and be highly successful at all of these things, taxpayers would just pay for this stuff for you.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what highly successful means specifically. We should have asked that first.
Free degrees.
The last one, number 7, maintain a consistent routine. Perhaps the most important habit of a highly successful man is consistency itself. They stick to their morning routines, making these positive practices a non-negotiable part of their daily lives. I don't understand the term non-negotiable with anything that is in my time. My time is constantly being negotiated. But how adherent are you to your routine and flexible in it?
I would say I am highly adherent to it and highly flexible because I do both of those things so well. You know, I do have things that I want to do every day, but things get in the way. And so you just got to go with the flow. That's what a successful man does. Brad, you?
Yeah, I'm going to say what Ryan said. I have a routine. I'm flexible to the routine, but I don't have to really have negotiations on my routine because there's nothing really there to take negotiation away from it. So I'm able to stick to it. But if something comes up that I need to go do, it doesn't like ruin my whole day if I have to do X, Y, or Z first and then back into my routine.
Well, that was, according to Holly Byrne, 7 things highly successful men do before 8 a.m. every day. And she says, according to psychology, which sounds like maybe the science.
Well, if the science says it, we better do more of it.
The YouTube live chat poll. Do you know anyone who may switch parties when voting for president? Yes or no? Cole on Rumble said several people I've spoken to at my health club are, surprise, voting with their wallet, and that means Trump. They had mild TDS, but a 3.5 year dose of Biden has cured them. That's an interesting comment. Thor said, maybe with Trump seemingly abandoning the pro-life position, I'm researching and considering the Constitution Party candidate Randall Terry. Just gotta start doing some research on Randall.
Oh no, don't be a spoiler, Randall Terry.
I don't think he's gonna.
Well, just in Illinois, you're fine.
And Christopher said, poll, does it count if I'm switching from Libertarian to Trump? The Libertarian candidate is just terrible this year. Yeah, I think it counts. Because that's switching your vote.
That counts, yeah.
All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get the results of the poll, but you gotta hurry up and get your vote in. Annie Fry YouTube channel. We'll be right back.